Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I've got some charges on my credit card, and I don't recognize this company.
Alrighty. Can I start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate that account?
Okay, 75439.
Give me 1 second, please. Is it 754139?
75439.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Robert Ashley.
And for security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
Yes, P.O. Box 151, Ector, Texas.
Alrighty, give me 1 second, sir. I'm still waiting for the system to open up. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, sir. I was able to locate that account associated with you. And I do see back on May the 29th that you did pay $7.95, and that was the shipping and handling to receive a tactical bag. And this bag itself was a welcoming gift to becoming a part of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online web gadget store. And in the terms and conditions, if you'd scroll down, it does inform you that 48 hours later, you would be billed a membership fee after signing up to become a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, also by becoming a member, it did download a $125 gift card into your email that you used at the time that you signed up. There's a link in your email. When you open up your email, there's a link inside of there, and you can actually go online and use that $125 gift card yourself. Excuse me, to purchase some of the best gadgets in the world. Each month that you are enrolled as a member, they will download that $125 gift card into your email, and they will also bill you that membership fee, which I see they just recently bill you $56.95.
I haven't received anything from this company, and I want to cancel it, whatever it is.
I haven't received
no tactical bag. I haven't received anything from them.
You never received your bag, sir?
I have never received anything from them.
All righty, give me 1 second.
No, just cancel it, whatever it is. I think this is fraud. I don't remember ordering no kind of technical bag. I haven't received anything from them either.
All righty, sir. I'm more than happy to go ahead and get you canceled out of this. Give me 1 second, please.
I'm going to turn it into my company, my credit card company, as fraud.
Alrighty, sir. I've successfully gone ahead and gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation did take effect immediately, and I do have the cancellation number for you. And if you'd like to take that down, please let me know when you're ready.
Hang on a second.
Sure.
Donna, give me some right with it. Okay.
All righty, sir. That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 260-812-175.
Okay.
All righty, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yes, are you sending me a reimbursement on that, or?
Well, sir, now, they did deem that as a valid charge in the system.
I'm turning it in as a fraud because I didn't authorize this.
Well, I do apologize for that, sir, but they did ding it as a valid charge in the system. Now, I can do a 35% refund.
Well, we'll just have to take it up with my credit card company because I didn't order nothing. I haven't received anything. So to me, it's fraud.
Well, I'll sir, I did see where it was delivered to you, and it seems like someone put something and said return to sender. It was delivered to you by your United States Postal Service and placed in your mailbox.
No, I haven't received it.
All righty. Well, I do apologize for that, sir. Let me place you on a brief hold and see when can I speak with my supervisor, okay?
All right.
Alrighty, sir. I spoke with my supervisor, and I can do the one-time courtesy refund to go back to your account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account.
Okay.
Alrighty. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that'll do it. Thank
Alrighty.
You.
Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and please have a great day.
All right.